Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current online. Stand up for. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. 822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings. Gary Wellings.
Good afternoon. This is Tom Saunders filling in for Gary Wellings, who is taking a well-deserved afternoon off, and he was good enough to turn over the microphone with reckless abandon, and he doesn't know it, but we painted the studio purple with orange trim, so he'll be happy when he gets back. As I said, this is Tom Saunders calling out to you today at WAAM 1600 AM. And I'm here to talk about the wonderful organization known as Lost Voices. Lost Voices is a group of artists, musicians, writers who work with incarcerated kids in various facilities around the state of Michigan. The origin of this this whole concept came about from a writer. A local writer that you know at AnnArbor.com and the old Ann Arbor News, Mike Ball, who's a syndicated humor columnist. He won the Irma Bombeck Award for Humor. He was a finalist in the Robert Benchley Award for Humor and contributes to Jay Leno and people like that around the country. But he's also a singer and a songwriter, and one of the things that he did was work with the incarcerated kids in various institutions. Locally, you will know the Whitmore Lake Center for young offenders. And originally started as a writing program, strangely enough. He was writing, working on creative writing and that type of thing, and those programs are good. And one day he accidentally brought in his guitar and played these kids songs just to demonstrate a different kind of writing. And it's they really, the kids who were there really related to that whole thing. So Mike started using the guitar a little bit more often and brought in folk music legend who actually happens to live here in the metro area, Josh White Jr. And once that happened, it really took off. And so the program has expanded and expanded. It's been seven, going on 8 years now. And we're going to talk with Mike Ball a little bit down the road here as we get into it. And we're going to talk with some of the other participants who are in here, maybe Kitty Donahoe, Josh White Jr. himself a little bit later in the hour, and Andy and Rod Capps, who are also tremendous singers and songwriters who live right here in Ann Arbor. But before we get that, I guess we better do some housekeeping here. We want to let you know that this half hour is sponsored by The Daily Drift, of course. The Daily Drift, giving you links to the news that you need to know. You can contact The Daily Drift at www.thedailydrift.com. If you'd like to advertise on the website of The Daily Drift or on the radio on this show, you can email Gary at thedailydrift.com or call 734-629-6010. So we can take care of Gary and all of his stuff, his opinions, and his information and news that you need to know. But back to the Lost Voices program. So the Lost Voices program started and grew and worked throughout the state of Michigan and actually out to other states. And then, of course, we started losing funding. The budgets were cut. The recession hit us very hard here in the state of Michigan, and we lost the funding. That didn't change the need for the program. That changed the need of how the program is paid for. Musicians are nothing if not versatile. So they went out and they started raising money themselves. If you have a crisis and you have a charity that needs help, musicians are generally the first ones at the door saying, "How can I help?" And now that could be rock and roll, it could be hip hop, it could be folk music, it could be symphony music, it could be any of those things, but musicians are always in the forefront. Led by Mike Ball, they started to expand this program, and they brought in singer Kitty Donahoe and Reverend Robert Jones and Mad Cat Ruth and all that kind of thing. And so they started expanding this program. More to the point, today, April 13th at 6:30 p.m., we're doing our annual concert for Lost Voices at the Townsley Theater at the Washtenaw Community College. And that's going to be for a donation. It's $20 in advance, $25 at the door. Students are $15, and the Gold Circle Reserve seating is $50. More to that point, we're going to give some tickets away right away for the show tonight. I have two tickets for the Gold Circle, and if you're the second caller here, to Wham Radio at 734-822-1600, we're going to have these things available for you to come tonight and see this wonderful, wonderful show. We're going to have Mike Ball here. As a matter of fact, he is right here on line one. So this is the executive director of the Lost Voices program, the guy who kind of invented it. It started out on the seat of his pants, but it grew from there. Can we bring up Mike?
How you doing, Tom?
Hey, Mike, how are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Yeah, I spent most of my life on the seat of my pants.
Well, that's okay. That's a good place to be if you're writing some good songs.
Yeah.
Tell us, I've given kind of a sketchy overview of what the program is and what it does. And basically, we're working with incarcerated kids who have basically come off the tracks and made bad decisions and ended up in certainly the wrong place for them. Tell me about why Mike Ball does this. Why does a humor writer, why does a singer get involved with incarcerated kids?
Well, it was a complete accident, to be honest with you. I was asked, I think it was about seven or eight years ago now, I was asked to go out to W.J. Maxey Boys Training School, which is, it's the last stop in the juvenile justice system for kids that are just, you know, on the road to prison, basically. These are kids that have really had a rough time and they've failed in other programs. I was asked to go out there for career day to talk to them about writing dog poop jokes and things like that. And the kids,
dog poop jokes?
Oh, yeah. That's what I make my living writing dog poop jokes. So, and strangely, the kids, I did not know what to expect. I'd never had anything to do with incarcerated kids, with really kids in this kind of situation at all. I went out there, and when you go into a place like this, you're going into, I mean, it's serious. There's these airlocks, they have a name for them, but they, basically one door has to lock before the next one will open, and you go through several of these, and I mean, it's seriously guarded. You know, there's cameras covering every corner and every nook and cranny, and then here came the kids. I looked up, and they were bringing the first group of kids that I was going to talk to down the hall, and they're walking along the wall, the right shoulder against the wall, arms crossed. They're all wearing yellow shirts and khaki pants. They have these little locator devices riveted around their wrists.
So this is not a Boy Scout. This is not a Boy Scout outing.
And as they came walking down the hall, all I could think of is these are our children. These guys are no different from my son. And I just kind of an overwhelming feeling. You think, oh my God, you know, here they are. My son is he's now 30 years old. He's grown up successfully. He's good parts and bad parts, but he certainly never was to the point where he was where these kids are. And as I talked to them, they enjoyed my jokes about coaching youth ice hockey and blowing up the gas grill and, you know, crazy things like that. They got a kick out of that, and I could see that they had a fire to express themselves. A lot of these kids were literally seriously. You could make a living writing stuff. Your thoughts could earn you your living. And so at that moment, I knew I had to do something. I had to reach out to these young people.
Yeah, it's and the rest is history. I mean, I fancy myself a writer, but being involved in the Lost Voices experience, I can't describe it. I can't describe what goes on with these kids. These are kids who are just kids, but they're all getting out, and they all have apprehension, and they all have anxieties and plans not to come back. And it's what happens in these concerts is just indescribable to describe
oh, yeah.
it.
Yeah, the way the program works is just amazing. We sit down. I'll go in with a team, two of us at a time. I've worked with Josh White Jr., who was one of my personal heroes when I was first learning how to play folk music. I was a rock and roller when I was a teenager, and I got sick of having friends and money, so I started doing folk music, and I was learning.
Squandered your fortune.
Yes. And Josh, of course, was his father was an iconic folk musician, played with Woody Guthrie, appeared with the Weavers and Pete Seeger and all these guys. And Josh, who was more my age, Josh Jr., was playing with his dad and was a guitar wizard, just playing these wonderful 12-string guitar licks. And I was learning Josh White Jr.'s licks, 40 years ago. So I discovered that he lived in Michigan, so I called him up and said, hey, I've got an idea. Let's take music. I had started doing creative writing groups with the kids and was getting just incredible results. So I thought, okay, we got to bring music to this. And with the help of the Michigan Humanities Council, the National Endowment of the Arts, through Michigan Humanities Council, we were able to start this Lost Voices program where we go in and help the kids write songs. They take their thoughts, get them on paper, and we turn them into songs. We write the guitar parts and the melodies and put them into music and help them sing them.
That's and as I say, it's an incredible part. Now, you've got Josh White on the program this afternoon, starting at 6:30 over at the Townsley Auditorium at Washtenaw Community College. You've got some heavyweight people on this show this week. This is amazing. Tell us who else is going to be there.
Well, besides Josh White Jr., we have Kitty Donahoe, who is a Celtic-inspired singer-songwriter. Again, I was a big fan of hers before I met her through this program. In the sense that we've become very, very, very close friends. Kitty's just a wonderful artist, and she's been with us, with the kids, from almost the beginning, from the very beginning. So Kitty Donahoe is going to be there, voice of an angel. Reverend Robert Jones, who has also worked with us on the front lines with the kids.
Yeah, King of the Blues.
King of the Blues. The man just channels all of the old-time country blues, Robert Johnson, he's just an amazing musician and very, very witty entertainer, wonderful guy. Love having him on stage with us. And we have Annie and Rod Capps, who are singer, songwriter, husband and wife team, fabulous performers. Rod can play anything with strings.
Yeah, he's just spooky good.
He is spooky good, and so is Annie. She's got this wonderful voice and wonderful attitude, and she's a terrific songwriter.
Oh, one of the best writers writing in the country today. She's just incredible. If I'd written some of the things that that Annie wrote, I would put my feet up and call it a career.
Indeed. Annie does it. You don't slow her down. She also is going to be playing snare drum for everybody else.
There you go.
Yeah,
she's a frustrated drummer. You heard it here first.
Yep.
Well, listen, Mike. The show starts at 6:30 tonight, and we've got some wonderful acts coming from the Washtenaw Community College Performing Arts Program. In addition to our writers. And it's going to be a great, great show. So we want everybody to come on out to the Townsley Auditorium this very evening at 6:30. And I know you got to go and have a power nap or something.
Yeah, I got to go change the strings on my guitar. At least make sure there's some strings on it.
Yeah, that would be a touch. I have one bit of advice though.
Yes, sir.
Leave the banjo at home.
Oh, I'm bringing the banjo.
Oh my God, no.
I'm bringing the banjo. We've got a song just all square away for that.
Ladies and gentlemen, he has a banjo and he knows how to use it. I've been warned.
Beware,
Mike. Thanks very much. We'll see you later this evening, and we're going to give some tickets away here. Give us a call here at 734-822-1600, and we can get you into the gold circle. And Mike, am I reading this right? Is this the front row? You got these gold circle guys? Oh, he's gone, but that's okay. Well, that's all right. We've got some tickets to give away here, so we'll do that as the show goes on. A little bit later on, we've got I'm watching the dynamic Derek here through the glass to make sure that he's keeping me on track here. That's the difference between real radio like they do at WAAM and the stuff I'm used to, which is really kind of like in the basement made up type of a type of a show. So we're going to do that. We're going to talk to a couple more people here. One of the things that we want to let you know is that you can get the full story of Lost Voices and how they work and what they do. It is a 501c3 charitable organization. You can go to lostvoices.org, lostvoices.org. And at that website, you'll see the entire explanation of why this is a workable program and what kind of results it gets. There's a documentary that NPR did three years ago on the group and the work that the group does inside of these institutions. So it's something that that you might want to take a look at. We always need help. We always need the donations. Rather than come out and beat people up for donations, we like to try and get them involved. We like to get them to go to lostvoices.org and have them help us come on out and do some of the shows and some of the work we do on these concerts. We give one big concert a year. Tonight is the night. We give another smaller concert in the fall. That will also be, we're going to do one here in the Ann Arbor area and one in the west side of the state. And I think it's going to be in Kalamazoo. And it will probably involve people like the Red Sea Pedestrians and the Blue Jello group and people like that. So stay tuned for more information and just keep watching the website at lostvoices.org. Let's see here. We've got a number of things. I mentioned the call-in to get some tickets here. We've got a pair to give away, and that's for tonight. You're not going to be able to come to the studio to get them. We'll have them right at the theater if you are able to go for that. Once again, we thank the wonderful Gary Wellings for giving us an opportunity to harangue you over the air tonight here at 1600 WAAM. The show is brought to you by The Daily Drift. The Daily Drift gives you the links to the news that you need to know. Get in contact with Gary at Gary Welling or Gary at, excuse me, not Gary Welling. The address is gary@thedailydrift.com, or you can call 734-629-6010, and that will get you in contact with him. We have some music coming up here. I think we can get a little thing that we're going to do here from Josh White. Now, this is a CD that is in preparation now by Lost Voices, and it's a Lost Voices CD. This is Josh White Jr., the legend himself.
My mama left me when I was just a baby boy. Seems I didn't bring her any joy. She left me with some people I don't know. Wonder how she could stoop so low. Well, she let my life just slip away. Not a note or word did she say. Not until the day I sought her out. And that's what this old song's all about. It's you, mama, gotta love you. It's you, mama, gotta hug you. It's you, mama, gotta hold you close. It's you, mama, oh, I love her so. I wrote her a letter on a lonely day. Wasn't very long, cause I didn't have much to say. I told her that I was her only son, and probably would be her only one. Said I want to start a relationship. I promised I would not give her any lip. Then we started writing and talking more and more. Now I love her so. That's what moms are for. It's your mama, gotta love you. It's your mama, gotta hug you. It's your mama, gotta hold you close. It's your mama, oh, I love her so. My mama was just another rocker girl, so I chose to try and rock her world.
to surprise her was what I planned to do. So I went and wrote this song for you know who. Well, I love my mama with all my heart, and as a son I try to play my part. I have to tell her every once in a while how she always had the coolest style. It's you, mama, gotta love you. It's you, mama, gotta hug you. It's you, mama, gotta hold you close. It's you, mama, oh, I love her so.
Yeah, Josh White, Josh White Jr. That's the way Josh attacks all of his songs. He's just a bundle of energy. Of course, you'd expect that kind of soul and that kind of depth from anybody whose legacy includes House of the Rising Sun, because that's where that's what his origin is. His father wrote House of the Rising Sun, and so you can imagine that. You can imagine growing up with that kind of influence and hanging around with people like Peter, Paul, and Mary, and Bob Dylan, and Phil Oakes, and Tom Paxton, and the rest of the gang. This is Tom Saunders for LostVoices.org. I am from Glendower Press and Glendower Media. We are a publishing company, but we got involved with Lost Voices through Mike Ball and through Kitty Donahoe and Josh White put us all together to do this great, great work. The people that are involved in this are the folks from all of the incarceration centers throughout the state of Michigan and even beyond the state of Michigan. And these are kids. These are kids who are incarcerated they're not there for parking tickets, boys and girls. They are there for serious reasons. So they all know that they're going to get out. They have apprehension. The way the law reads, when they turn 21, they're going to be released. And they have to be able to deal with that. And that's why they need this intervention. They need to be able to communicate. They need to be able to write. They need to be able to do all of the things that you and I take for granted. And that's what they're there for, and that's what they're learning for. So it's a good program that has lost its funding, like many other ones throughout the state of Michigan. And rather than stop doing the program, the musicians who are involved and the writers who are involved took it upon themselves to go out and raise the money themselves to keep the program going. So that's what we're doing at this point. The concert is the Concert for Lost Voices tonight, Saturday, April 13th at 6:30 p.m. at the Townsley Auditorium at the Washtenaw County Community College, the Center for the Performing Arts. And you can find out more about Lost Voices in general at lostvoices.org. So join us for some more music. We're going to be playing a little bit more music here we're coming up on a break here, and we're going to be doing some more music from Kitty Donahoe and Annie and Rod Capps and Mike Ball and all of those people. So you are listening to The Gary Welling Show, The Daily Drift. This is a little bit off the path from what they normally do here, but it's all right. So we thank WAAM, and we thank Gary Wellings for the opportunity to let you know about our whole program here for Lost Voices. I think we have a break at 2:30. Is that right? A hard break? Okay, we're coming up on 2:30. If you'd like to join this nonsense, give us a call at 734-822-1600, and we will certainly answer your questions about Lost Voices. We'll answer your questions about the organization and why people get involved with this. As I said, it's one of the things that I can't really describe because it's different. It's different than anything you've seen, because these kids have are the same age that your kids are, and they're in need of help, and that's what we're for. You're listening to WAAM 1600 AM, and this is The Daily Drift.
Are always
on the go, driving to work, running errands. How do they keep informed? They listen to Wham! Talk 1600, just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham! For the latest issues discussed by hosts Bill Bennett, Glenn Beck, and Theronex. They stay tuned in for state and local news with Dan Martin, and they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 and advertise your business with Wham! Talk 1600.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. China and the U.S. finding common ground on keeping nuclear weapons off the Korean Peninsula.
They have made it crystal clear that they want to abide by the international community's standard of denuclearizing the Korean Peninsula.
Secretary of State John Kerry in Beijing on the meetings with his Chinese counterparts, which he called very constructive. Authorities investigating the death of a Texas DA and his wife have searched the home of a former justice of the peace and charged Eric Williams with making a terroristic threat. Unclear whether there's any connection to that, the killings.
Williams was convicted of stealing county computer equipment. Williams left his post as justice of the peace over that conviction.
Phil Alvarado of Fox affiliate KDFW in Kaufman, Texas. Fox News, we report, you decide.
It's time now for Wham! Talk 1600's Community Calendar with Brandon Drake.
The American Cancer Society will be hosting the Rear Saver 5K and 8K, a race to get behind, benefiting the fight against colorectal cancer on April 20th at Hudson Mills Metro Park near Dexter. This event, formerly known as Feet and Friends Fighting Colon Cancer, also includes an 800-meter Tiny Buns Fun Run for the kids. Registration fees start at $25 for race participants that register early and increase to $35 on race day. Funds raised through registration fees and donations at the event benefit colorectal cancer research as well as prevention efforts for colorectal cancer. To register or learn more about the event, visit rearsaverrun.org. Family Life Services Clinic and Pregnancy Center, 2950 Packard Road in Ypsilanti, is in need of diapers at the center to give to clients who cannot afford them. To learn more about the Family Life Services Clinic and Pregnancy Center, including drop-off hours for diapers, call 734-434-3088 or visit women-helping-women.net. Each year, children are placed into foster homes due to circumstances beyond their control. Their home life has been disrupted, and they are in need of a strong, stable place to live until they are able to return home. Caring homes are needed to provide a safe place for these children to live until they can return to their birth families. Homes are needed for children of all ages, especially teenagers. Girlstown Foundation, a nonprofit organization, has served children and families in the Metro Detroit area since 1958. Your help is needed. Interested people can call 734-697-4804 extension 241 or visit girlstownfoundation.org.
You've been listening to the Wham! Community Calendar. To have your event publicized, email community at whamradio.com.
I'm Gary Wellings, Chief Editor of The Current. To succeed in today's business environment, your business needs to be seen by as many customers as possible. The Current newspaper serves Washtenaw, Oakland, and Livingston counties. Advertising in The Current newspaper is the best way to get your money's worth out of your print media budget. The Current has grown to 6 times its size since 2007 because we have a unique venue for local content, common sense opinion, and your business message. Getting your business message into thousands of homes for mere pennies apiece is the best way to do that, and your ad is also seen online for free. Call Sam Iaquinto at 734-323-0777. That's 734-323-0777. Or go to currentonline.com. That's CourantOnline.com. Grow your business in print and online with The Current newspaper.
You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
Yes, this is The Drift here at WAAM Radio, 1600 AM. Gary Wellings is playing hooky today. It was such a nice day. He likes the dreary, you know, the drizzle and the snow and the wet and the rain and that kind of stuff. So I'm filling in for him. This is Tom Saunders from LostVoices.org. We are a group of writers and publishers and musicians and artists and arrangers who work with incarcerated children, children the same age as your children, who made horribly wrong decisions and ended up in the absolute wrong place. We are very, very thankful to everybody here at WHAM, to Theron and Linda and everybody, and especially, of course, Gary Welling, who gave us this great, great time for us to explain to you what it is we do at LostVoices.org, and more specifically, to tell you about the Concert for Lost Voices that's happening this very evening, Saturday, April 13th, at 6:30 p.m., at Washtenaw Community College at the Townsley Auditorium. And it's going to be a great, great program with everybody who's involved in the Lost Voices program, including Josh White Jr., Mike Ball, who's the executive director, Annie and Rod Capps, singers and songwriters from right here in Ann Arbor. Annie Capps is the guiding force with a lot of different songwriting and performing groups in the Ann Arbor area, not the least of which is the Yellow Room Gang, the notorious Yellow Room Gang, and the Songwriters Anonymous group that meets in Southeast Michigan, most often at the Trinity House Theater in Livonia. Also on the show is Josh White Jr., folk legend extraordinaire, who has been working with people like Peter, Paul, and Mary, and Phil Oakes, and Tom Paxton, and Bob Dylan, people like that. And he's just an incredible writer and an incredible performer, and you'll see him tonight. Also, the Reverend Robert Jones, the blues master himself, is going to be there. He is, I love the Reverend because he he is disgusted with rap music. He says, we want to get back to the roots and to the basic setup of music, and that's what we're doing. If you'd like to go to this concert, I've got a pair of tickets right here for you. At these are Gold Circle tickets. These are on the front row, actually. So we're going to give them to some lucky listener, the first caller. Come on, call in and at 734-822-1600. The concert's tonight, so we're going to have them for you at the box office rather than having you come to the studio to pick them up. As I was mentioning, one of the performers and one of the people who are involved is Annie Capps, who is a local Ann Arbor type person, and she is probably one of the better songwriters that's working today. She's in the same class as Joni Mitchell and Paul Simon and that type of thing. Let me give you a clue as to what we're doing. Oh, we already gave away the tickets. That's okay. We have two pair. I was sandbagging you there, Derek. Dynamic Derek is taking care of all of the buttons and the switches here in the studio at WAAM. So we've got the tickets given away, but we have a second pair of tickets, so give us a ring at 734-822-1600. We have some Annie Capps music. Sure, she's on her fifth album at this point, and if I had written some of the stuff that she's written, I'd put up my feet and call it a career. But let's give us a sample of Annie Capps. This is a cut called Naive.
To believe I should require a bit more proof, be a bit more aloof. I'll take the path of least resistance, make a choice, then in an instant I change the course of my existence and wonder why it makes no sense. Well, I'm getting better at pretending, still I could be a bit more convincing. Ignorance is so intoxicating, and I'm no good at debating. I'll take what's behind door number two. Let's make a deal, but give me a clue. Don't ask open-ended questions if you don't want my opinion. Mirror, mirror on the wall, snuggle in that shell can see you living in that hell. The smile on your face is radiant, but your sincerity is suspect. Now I've hidden my to-do list so I can focus more on your mess and your less than perfectness, the less than best. Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the most messed up of all? Mirror, mirror, show me please that no one can compare with me. The more junk I can see in yours, you've got my full attention. It's the perfect self-distraction. I'll put you on the road less traveled while my own starts to unravel. But I've got nothing up my sleeve, and I remain a bit naive. Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest one of all? Require a bit more proof, be a bit more aloof. Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, Andy Capps with guitar virtuoso Rod Capps taking care of the guitar work there. Mr. Derek, we have some guests outside ready to come on in. That was Andy Capps, who is a singer-songwriter and the president of the Folk Alliance Regional Midwest, the folk organization, part of the international group and part of the folk organization here in the Midwest, the Great Lakes states. All of the stuff that touches the Great Lakes, stretching as far away as Nebraska. And one of the things I wanted to talk to Annie Capps about is she's a writer. She's a successful writer, recording artist. She doesn't really need to do this, and yet they do, because that's what musicians do. So I wished that I could, you know, ask her the question, and guess what? She just walked in the room. So we've got, hi, Annie. We have Annie and Rod Capps here with us here at Wham Radio on The Daily Drift with Gary Wellings, and of course, Gary is gone. And do you think he'll like the fact that we painted the studio purple? You know, we're not going to tell him, but that's okay. We've been talking about the Concert for Lost Voices that's coming up this very evening at 6:30 over at the Townsley Theater. And it's for a great cause, for working with kids. And one of the things that we've been talking about, Annie, you can put these, you got headphones right there if you want to hear. You don't have to hear. There you go. Is that better?
No.
No, you're not on?
Oh, there might you mean be the microphone? Yeah, I can hear.
Oh, there you go. That's can good. You hear? Okay.
Yes.
One of the things I wanted to talk to you, we just played a cut from one of your CDs. Mm. You're a writer, you're a performer, you do all this stuff, and musicians in general usually flock to causes that need help. Mm. What moved Annie Capps to get involved with Lost Voices? I mean, this is a little bit off the path. These are incarcerated kids. What's going on here?
Well, I know this is going to sound strange, but I have yet to actually work with Mike and the kids, but Kitty Donahoe, who's very involved in this organization, has been a good friend of mine for a while through the Yellow Room Gang. I got to know her better. She came to one of our meetings a few years back and yep. started talking about this program, and I instantly said to her, "How do I get involved? I want to be part of this." And Mike and I have been talking about it ever since, and about the closest I've gotten is being part of this concert series. But I'm just enamored with the idea of giving these troubled kids an outlet, and music has been, you know, writing has been the greatest outlet for me and my troubles, and I can't even imagine what they must be going through.
Yeah, it's an outlet without any question, and some of the stuff that comes out of these kids is just staggeringly good.
Yeah.
You don't expect it with kids, and with kids that are in this kind of, I don't want to say trouble because it's more than that. It's just a crashed life that happens with these kids. These are kids that are the same age that of our kids. These would be our kids if it wasn't for a different set of choices. So
yeah.
I don't know what I don't know what to say on that, because the thing is, these kids are not in for parking tickets.
Right.
These kids are in for some serious, heavy-duty stuff.
Right.
And because they're kids, they're all going to get out. Every one of them, 100%, is going to be released.
Mm-hmm.
The time they're 21, they're on the street.
Right.
And they got to have some ability or some skills to cope with, and that's what hopefully this is going to give them.
Yeah.
You mentioned just a second ago about writing being able to be, you didn't say this, but I'm going to infer, kind of therapeutic, kind of an outlet type of a thing. Is that correct? Is that what?
Oh, God, yes. I mean, my mantras, I mean, we got T-shirts. They say folk therapy, and I've always, I've evolved, kind of away from some of the more introspective personal songwriting that I kicked off this genre with, but and more into some of the third party storytelling, but they all kind of speak to something broken, I think, that we all have inside of us, and I mean that's my goal anyway, to express it, deal with it, and hopefully find some hope in it.
It seems to be it seems to be working, because the program has gone on now, we're into the eighth year at this point.
Oh yeah.
And it's expanding, bringing in people like yourself and Rod, and working with different groups and differing groups. Unfortunately, we're not running out of kids who are
yeah.
in this thing. You write I don't want to say you write a lot of songs, but you write constant songs, and you write at a pretty steady pace.
Hmm.
Of course, it helps to have somebody like Rod, to play some. Hi, Rod. Say hi.
Hello, all.
There you go. Rod Capps. He's playing with the guitar. He does that a lot.
He speaks with his fingers.
Yes, he talks with his fingers. well, we're going to do this this concert this afternoon or this evening with a bunch of great, great singers and songwriters. And can we give them a little sample of what it is you're going to play? I have no idea. Do you have a playlist or anything?
No, we just got up an hour ago and threw on our clothes and came running over. We just recently moved to the neighborhood, so this was a nice, easy
jaunt. But you're in the neighborhood now, so
And I don't know, honestly, this is one of those things where
it could be anything.
It really could be anything. I don't know, what do you want to hear? How about
how about
should we do our hit?
How about the song that as far as I'm concerned, as I said earlier, if I was Annie Capps and I wrote in this town, I'd, just like kind of quit right there and retire.
I probably should have.
this is the kind of thing you're going to hear this evening, ladies and gentlemen. Mm. Concert for Lost Voices. This is not ideal conditions because we're in the wonderful Ted Heisel studio here at WAAM Radio 1600. But this is what you're going to hear from people like Annie and Rod Capps.
Well, let's see if we can't put this microphone someplace between me and my guitar.
There
is that?
You go. Yeah, that's pretty good.
I got a big mouth.
Well, Derek will make it work.
Ah. Rod's suggesting I tune. I'm thinking not bother him. Is it all right? Okay, apparently I have to tune.
He's saying it's not it's
so
not
take
right.
a moment there, and let's make sure that we're going to broadcast.
There you go. We're going to have the wonderful Josh White joining us here a little bit in a few minutes. And
Josh is
just to get his slant on it. He's been around the world several million times.
Yes, he is. And he's been very involved in this program. Again, I mean, I can't stress enough how much I want to get in with the kids, but I haven't had a chance to do that yet, and I know these guys are pretty magical, and they have. So.
They have. Talking about magical.
Here we go.
Andy and Rod Capps.
All right. Two,
I lived in this town, I would frequent this cafe, and that table in the corner would be mine most every day. Eventually, I might even get to know your name if I lived in this town. If I lived in this town, I would get myself a job tending bar at Davy's Joint. I like it there, it's nice and dark, and there's a chance I'll hear you playing your guitar if I lived in this town. In this town I could be happy. In this town I'd make new friends. In this town all I could be Isabel, and I could start all over again. If I lived in this town, well, I would rent the perfect flat on the top floor of some old townhouse with an English garden round the back. Walking distance everywhere, and I might cross your path if I lived in this town. In this town I could be happy. In this town I'd make new friends. In this town, well, I could be Caroline, and I could start all over again. Think I would be safe here. I think maybe I'll stay here for a I wouldn't think about him, 'cause nothing here is anything at all like where I live. I believe that you would treat me better than he did if I lived in this town. In this town it would be different. In this town I'd fall in love. In this town, well, I could be Marianne or Caroline or Isabel, and I could start all over again if I lived here in this town. If I lived here in this town, I wish I lived here in this town.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. In this town. This is the kind of thing you're going to hear this very evening at the Concert for Lost Voices with Andy and Rod Capps, Mike Ball, Kitty Donahoe, Reverend Robert Jones, and the legendary Josh White Jr. And we have Josh White Jr. on the phone.
On the phone.
Hello, Josh White Jr.
How are we doing? Legendary only means old. I've been around a long time.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah, and I'm grateful. I'm grateful.
It's better than the alternative, right?
There it is.
There it is. Josh White, you've been around music in general and folk music in particular for a long, long, long time. What made you decide to get involved with a program like Lost Voices?
Well, Mike approached me, and he had already been going there doing poetry with these young men. They wanted to introduce music, and since we had an affiliation, and as Mike likes to say, that he admired what I did when he got into folk music, and then we got a chance to do this, he thought that I'd be appropriate to do the work there, and he invited me, and I was nervous about it. I wasn't sure if I wanted to do it. One, they were kids who have gotten in trouble, and I have no problem with that because we all do. But it was the music that I do and teenagers. Normally, folk music and teenagers is not a good marriage. Unless they've grown up with it. So as much as I knew it was important, I wasn't as comfortable with just what would be done. And I'm not a big singer-songwriter like Mike, so I've written some songs, but I'm a good interpreter. And so to extract words from these young boys over the time we were with them and then to make that into a song was a good experience for me. It is something I had not delved into, and I find that putting music to words is not that hard a thing for me to find out to do, to try and keep the mood of what the song is trying to say. And all of that. And so it has been a great experience for me in many ways.
It's been a dynamic experience for everybody who's worked in it, everybody I've talked to, and the concerts I've been to.
There's no way you're not touched by what we do and what it's all about.
Yeah, we're going to experience some of that tonight. You are on the show with, obviously, Mike Ball and Annie and Rod Capps, who we have here in the studio, and Kitty Donahoe, Reverend Robert Jones. It's going to be a great, great show, and we thank you very much for being part of the program. I mean, to say nothing of being our guest this afternoon, we thank you for that, too. But the whole thing is being part of the whole show and being part of the whole program. Josh White Jr., thank you very much for being with us. We're running out of time, unfortunately. We stole his.
I'd like to appreciate the time you took to at least say hello.
We stole his show, and he was good enough to give us the entire hour. So thank you very much,
nice.
Josh White Jr. We'll see you tonight at the Townsley Auditorium at Washtenaw Community College, 6:30, the concert for Lost Voices. Thank you to AAM Radio, WAAM Radio 1600, and to The Daily Drift, Gary Wellings, and all the boys and girls who are working. The dynamic Derek is in the booth taking care of all of the important electrical stuff, and thank you for that. Stay tuned here for AAM, WAAM programming later in the day. This is Tom Saunders from Lost Voices. Thank you for your attention. If you won the tickets, they are going to be at the box office for you. Just give us your name and we will have you in there. Thank you so much. Until next time, this is Tom Saunders for Lost Voices.